When I read this passage again from Luke a week or so ago, I struck by how modern it sounds. Usually, when you pick up the New Testament or the Hebrew Scriptures, you have to go through this kind of mental machinery of locating it in its historical context and seeing how different what they're saying there sounds today. But here, I think you can hear this, maybe wrongly, but I think you can hear this just flat out with quite modern ears. And so I'd like to sort of peel away some possible layers of interpretation of this. The first one is the obvious one in here. We talked about distraction. What's distraction? The Latin word is being pulled apart. The person who is distracted is unfocused and pulled apart and running off in all directions at once. There is no there in that person, in other words. Lots of running around, lots of busyness. And that's a perennial problem. The larger issue, of course, since there is no there, it's impossible to recognize what is really personally significant. And that's certainly the problem here. But then, we can move this up a couple millennia to where we are today, where we have functionalized so much of life. We've reduced people to what they do. Oh, what's your job? We meet somebody in need. Oh, what's your job? What do you do for a living? And thinking that once we've apprehended that, everything else falls apart. And it's not a person, but a function somehow in my hierarchy of function fits in. And then there's a more even nefarious development of that same impulse, which has been called the instrumentalization of life, where we basically treat people as tools, as instruments of one sort or another. And it's quite astonishing the extent to which this has happened. I've been in academia from grade school, high school, university for 40 years. And I'm astonished now to see that we talk about BIUs and products to sell and customers in university. And there's a particularly good example, I think, because if I look at the 300 years, feels like that, that I've been in school, either behind the desk or in front of the desk, the most powerful learning experiences have not been between what this person said, but who this person was and how all that came together in this other human being. We simply don't see things that way today in the academy. We see job prospects. Publish and perish is becoming an even more ferocious imperative today than it's ever been. So that you are reduced to a name at the end of an article in a so-called learned journal, which three people in the world will read, two of whom with some kind of comprehension. And I get that from my real betters. In other words, life is flattened out terribly. And the impulse to do that is universalizing itself, I think. I mean, in commerce, we can take commerce as commerce. You know that. Commerce is always an interaction between a seller and a buyer. I mean, you can't get much more abstract than that. You've got a certain amount of money, I got a certain amount of goods, and we have this transaction. Politics is becoming more questionable, where the only thing that's important is to get elected, no matter how. Language is debased. People with impunity slander, falsify information.
We're not addressing people, we're establishing a cause.
And I just had the good fortune to watch Michael Moore's film, which is a marvel, Sicko, and I strongly recommend it to you. It's mostly about the American healthcare system. It's ferocious. That great film, Wit, if you've seen that, with Emma Thompson. A wonderful example of the instrumentalization of medicine. And this is not a new thing. I had surgery at the University of Chicago Billings Hospital more years ago than I'd like to remember, 40, 50 years ago, and the head of orthopedics would come in, unwrap my leg like a mother goose with a little goblet. You see that? Not being aware there's a head on the end of that body, and maybe even a person inside the head, and then walk out. Without addressing me. How does one get healed? Healing happens between people, not between functions. So, this is enormously important, I think. You can't, why? But ultimately, the most crucial religious implication is you can't love a function, folks. You just can't love a screwdriver or a pair of pliers or even a computer or any tool, no matter how sophisticated or wonderful. You can't do it. Or if you do, then I think there's a whole other range of problems that need to be addressed. To be able to be attentive, That's what the issue seems to be. To see what is really before you. What is really before you. Three-dimensionality. To be able to do that. This does not mean that when I check out at No Frills later today, I have to have a heart-to-heart conversation with this poor, hairy woman behind the cash register. I do have to know it is a poor, hairy woman behind that cash register when I deal with her. And because of the pace of our lives, because we reduce people to what they do rather than who they are or how they are, this has been, as I said at the beginning, an enormous appositeness. This is a truly modern and a cause for all of us to examine the way we regard each other. Again, it is not a question of being heart to heart with every one of the 6.2 billion people on the earth, but to know that they are people and not just jobs is of the essence. Little footnote. I had the extraordinary opportunity of talking to two young men this week in the wake of a wedding. One is an orphan and one is now an orphan. And I was amazed to hear the sadness of their own self-description. These are two splendid young men who have done quite astonishing things with their lives. But their self-image was mediated by how people saw what they were doing, how they were doing. And unhappily, because that's the way we know each other anyway, we always know each other as reflected through the eyes of people we live with. Two young men full of promise, gifts, saw themselves as somewhat worthless. I tell you, it was heartbreaking. And I think it goes back to this business of who are we really? What are we really? and this particular text raises that issue, however unintentionally, but in a real and powerful way, I would suggest.